Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Suzanne.
So you are our space expert on the pod blog. And the last time we spoke, you were explaining about your job as a UFO investigator. Mm-hmm. That's a very good podcast, by the way, if you mm-hmm. want to check it out for mm-hmm. the listeners. But this time, we're not going into the mysteries of the UFOs. It's something that's actually happened, actually concrete discovery. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, tell us what happened.
Today I'm speaking about a huge discovery of seven planets orbiting around a star. This star is a dwarf red star, and it's a very important discovery.
Well, I am a dummy when it comes to space. So why is it so important?
Because it's the first time we see so many planets orbiting around a star. And these planets are similar of the Earth.
Okay, so all seven planets are similar to Earth.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Are they
but
similar?
Only three are orbiting in an habitable zone where water is liquid.
Okay, so only three out of the seven
yes.
are mm-hmm. perhaps habitable. Mm-hmm. Now, this star, does it have a name?
Yes. Starting from the star, the names are B, C, D, E, F, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
These are the planets.
Yes.
And the star itself, has it got a...
The star itself is called TRAPPIST-1.
That's a very unusual name.
Yes.
Why is it called
because
TRAPPIST?
The two previous planets
yes.
Were detected by a ground-based telescope in Belgium called TRAPPIST.
Okay.
In reference of an abbey with monks,
brewing beer.
Brewing beer.
Oh,
okay.
I like this. Okay. I like this. So okay. It's the name after a beer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have these seven planets. How were they discovered? Because they seem to be, well, first of all, how far away are they from this particular spot where we are now?
It's a star nearby the sun. Only 40 light years, but...
Light years away,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, but our galaxy, the diameter of our galaxy is about 100,000 light years.
Okay, so I'm a little bit lost in this. Okay, so it's a very, very, very long way away.
Yes.
In my terms.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So it means that a light beams... Starting from Earth to this star, the travel will last 40 years.
40 of our human years.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you take for instance a satellite or a probe, the speed is 25 kilometers per second. The travel will last 600,000 years to go to these stars.
Right, so that's really, really, really out of my sort of comprehension of space. Okay, and so are we able to see these planets ourselves?
No, we can't see, how do you say,
With the naked eye.
With the naked eye.
Okay,
yes. But a telescope... can see easily the star, but we can't see directly the planets with a telescope. Only you can see when the planet is passing in front of the stars, the brightness of the stars declines.
Mm.
So you with these measurements, you can calculate the mass of the planet, the distance from the star, the diameter of the planet, and
well, that's
and
certainly
so on.
A lot to keep everybody busy to do calculations of that. And what is the difference between our star and the TRAPPIST star?
Yes, our sun is a very old sun. Our sun is the age of the sun is 4.5 billion years.
Okay, and our sun.
Yes,
yeah,
our
okay.
sun. And the TRAPPIST star is a little star, the similar as Jupiter, you know? And
so its age?
Its age to 500 million years only.
Okay, so yes. it's a young star.
A very young star.
Okay.
Very, very young star.
Yeah, okay. And what about its intensity? Because you're saying that only three of the planets are habitable,
yes,
in inverted commas. Yeah.
It's a cool planet, ultra-cool planet, star, sorry. It's an ultra-cool star because the temperatures of the surface is at about 2,500 degrees, and the surface temperature of our sun is about 5,500 degrees.
Wow, so a big difference.
A big difference. Yes.
And I remember reading somewhere that the planets, the new planets, they're nearer to this TRAPPIST star than our
planet. Because the star is an ultra-cool star, so the planets, the distance of these planets are very are nearby the star.
Okay, good. Right. So that's on the technical side. But for you personally, as someone who's very interested in this subject, how did you feel when you heard the discovery of the seven new planets?
For me, it's a very important discovery because this discovery changed my mind, you know, about the life in the universe. And I think if astronomers discover elsewhere in the universe life, you know, it will change completely the mentality of human beings.
Well, I can see looking at your eyes, you're very, very, very passionate about this. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for explaining to the dummy that's me. Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.